One self I sing, a simple, separate person. Yet utter the word democratic, the word en masse. Of physiology from top to toe I sing. Not physiognomy alone, nor brain alone is worthy for the muse. I say the form complete is worthier far. The female equally with the male I sing. Of life immense in passion, pulse, and power. Cheerful for freest action, formed under the laws divine. The modern man I sing. I hear America singing. The varied carols I hear. Those of mechanics. Each one singing his, as it should be. Blithe and strong. The carpenter singing his, as he measures his plank or beam. The mason singing his, as he makes ready for work or leaves off work. The boatman singing what belongs to him in his boat. The deckhand singing on the steamboat deck. The shoemaker singing as he sits on his bench. The hatter singing as he stands. The woodcutter's song. The plowboy's on his way in the morning, or at the noon intermission, or at sundown. The delicious singing of the mother, or of the young wife at work, or of the girl sewing or washing, each singing what belongs to her and to none else. The day what belongs to the day. At night, the party of young fellows, robust, friendly, singing with open mouths their strong, melodious songs. Poets to come, orators, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known, arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future. I but advance a moment only, to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you, and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you. Out of the cradle endlessly rocking, out of the mockingbird's throat, the musical shuttle. Out of the ninth month midnight, over the sterile sands and the fields beyond, where the child, leaving his bed, wandered alone, bareheaded, barefoot. Down from the showered halo, up from the mystic play of shadows, twining and twisting as if they were alive. Out from the patches of briars and blackberries, from the memories of the bird that chanted to me. From your memories, sad brother. From the fitful risings and fallings I heard. From under that yellow half moon, late risen and swollen as if with tears. From those beginning notes of yearning and love there in the mist. From the thousand responses of my heart never to cease. From the myriad thence aroused words, from the words stronger and more delicious than any. From such as now, they start the scene revisiting, as a flock, twittering, rising, or overhead passing, borne hither, ere all eludes me, hurriedly, a man. Yet by these tears, a little boy again, throwing myself on the sand, confronting the waves, I, chanter of pains and joys, uniter of here and hereafter, taking all hints to use them, but swiftly leaping beyond them. A reminiscence sing. I celebrate myself and sing myself. And what I assume, you shall assume. For every atom belonging to me, as good belongs to you. I loaf and invite my soul. I lean and loaf at my ease, observing a spear of summer grass. My tongue, Every atom of my blood, formed from this soil, this air, born here of parents, born here from parents the same, and their parents the same. I, now 37 years old, in perfect health begin, hoping to cease, not till death. Have you reckoned 1,000 acres much? Have you reckoned the earth much? Have you practiced so long to learn to read? Have you felt so proud to get at the meaning of poems? Stop this day and night with me, and you shall possess the origin of all poems. You shall possess the good of the earth and sun. There are millions of suns left. You shall no longer take things at second or third hand, nor look through the eyes of the dead, nor feed on the specters in books. You shall not look through my eyes either, nor take things from me. You shall listen to all sides and filter them from yourself. I have heard what the talkers were talking, the talk of the beginning and the end. But I do not talk of the beginning or the end. There was never any more inception than there is now, nor any more youth or age than there is now, and never will be any more perfection than there is now, nor any more heaven or hell than there is now. Urge and urge and urge. Always the procreant urge of the world. Out of the dimness, opposite equals advance. Always substance and increase. Always sex. Always a knit of identity. Always distinction. Always a breed of life. Sure as the most certain sure. Plumb in the uprights. Well entreated. Braced in the beams, stout as a horse, affectionate, haughty, electrical. I and this mystery, here we stand. A child said, "What is the grass?" fetching it to me with full hands. How could I answer the child? I do not know what it is any more than he. I guess it must be the flag of my disposition, out of hopeful green stuff woven. Or I guess it is the handkerchief of the Lord, a scented gift and remembrancer, designedly dropped, bearing the owner's name some way in the corner, that we may see and remark and say, "Whose?" Or I guess the grass is itself a child, the produced babe of the vegetation. Or I guess it is a uniform hieroglyphic, and it means sprouting alike in broad zones and narrow zones, growing among black folks as among white. Canuck, Tuckahoe, Congressman Cuff. I give them the same, I receive them the same. And now it seems to me the beautiful uncut hair of graves. Tenderly will I use you, curling grass. It may be you transpire from the breasts of young men. It may be if I had known them, I would have loved them. It may be you are from old people, or from offspring taken soon out of their mother's laps, and here you are the mother's laps. This grass is very dark to be from the white heads of old mothers. Darker than the colorless beards of old men. Dark to come from under the faint red roofs of mouths. Oh, I perceive, after all, so many uttering tongues. And I perceive they do not come from the roofs of mouths for nothing. I wish I could translate the hints about the dead young men and women, and the hints about old men and mothers, and the offspring taken soon out of their laps. What do you think has become of the young and old men? And what do you think has become of the women and children? They are alive and well somewhere. The smallest sprout shows there is really no death. And if ever there was, it led forward life and does not wait at the end to arrest it and cease the moment life appeared. All goes onward and outward. Nothing collapses. And to die is different from what anyone supposed, and luckier. This is the press of a bashful hand, This, the float and odor of hair. This, the touch of my lips to yours. This, the murmur of yearning. This, the far-off depth and height reflecting my own face. This, the thoughtful merge of myself and the outlet again. Do you guess I have some intricate purpose? Well, I have. For the fourth month showers have, and the mica on the side of a rock has. Do you take it, I would astonish? Does the daylight astonish? Does the early red start twittering through the woods? Do I astonish more than they? This hour I tell things in confidence. I might not tell everybody, but I will tell you. What is a man, anyhow? What am I? What are you? All I mark as my own, you shall offset it with your own, else it were time lost listening to me. I do not snivel that snivel the world over, that months are vacuums and the ground but wallow and filth. Whimpering and truckling fold with powders for invalids. Conformity goes to the fourth removed. I wear my hat as I please, indoors or out. Having pried through the strata, analyzed to a hair, counseled with doctors and calculated close, I find no sweeter fat than sticks to my own bones. In all people I see myself, none more, and not one a barleycorn less. And the good or bad I say of myself, I say of them. I know I'm solid and sound. To me, the converging objects of the universe perpetually flow. All are written to me, and I must get what the writing means. I know I am deathless. I know this orbit of mine cannot be swept by a carpenter's compass. I know I shall not pass like a child's carlicue cut with a burnt stick at night. I know I am august. I do not trouble my spirit to vindicate itself or be understood. I see that the elementary laws never apologize. I reckon I behave no prouder than the level I plant my house by, after all. I exist as I am. That is enough. If no other in the world be aware, I sit content. And if each and all be aware, I sit content. One world is aware, and by far the largest to me, and that is myself. And whether I come to my own today, or in 10,000 or 10 million years, I can cheerfully take it now, or with equal cheerfulness I can wait. My foothold is tenoned and mortised in granite. I laugh at what you call dissolution, and I know the amplitude of time. I am the poet of the body, and I am the poet of the soul. The pleasures of heaven are with me, and the pains of hell are with me. The first I graft and increase upon myself. The latter I translate into a new tongue. I am the poet of the woman, the same as the man. And I say it is as great to be a woman as to be a man. And I say there is nothing greater than the mother of men. I chant the chant of dilation or pride. We've had ducking and deprecating about enough. I show that size is only development. Have you outstripped the rest? Are you the president? It is a trifle. They will more than arrive there, every one, and still pass on. Walt Whitman, a cosmos, of Manhattan the sun, turbulent, fleshy, sensual. Eating, drinking, and breeding. No sentimentalist. No stander above men and women, or apart from them. No more modest than immodest. Unscrew the locks from the doors. Unscrew the doors themselves from their jams. Whoever degrades another degrades me, and whatever is done or said returns at last to me. Through me the afflatus, surging and surging. Through me the current and index. I speak the password primeval. I give the sign of democracy. By God, I will accept nothing which all cannot have their counterpart of on the same terms. I believe a leaf of grass is no less than the journey work of the stars. And the pismire is equally perfect, and a grain of sand, and the egg of the wren. And the tree toad is a chef d'oeuvre for the highest. And the running blackberry would adorn the parlors of heaven. And the narrowest hinge in my hand puts to scorn all machinery. And the cow crunching with depressed head surpasses any statue. And a mouse is miracle enough to stagger sextillions of infidels. I have said that the soul is not more than the body, and I have said that the body is not more than the soul. And whoever walks a furlong without sympathy walks to his own funeral dressed in his shroud. And I or you, pocketless of a dime, may purchase the pick of the earth, and a glance with an eye or show a bean in its pod confounds the learnings of all times. And there is no trade or employment but the young man following it may become a hero. And there is no object so soft but it makes a hub for the wheeled universe. And I say to any man or woman, let your soul stand cool and composed before a million universes. The spotted hawk swoops by and accuses me. He complains of my gab and my loitering. I too am not a bit tamed. I too am untranslatable. I sound my barbaric yawp over the roofs of the world. The last scud of day holds back for me. It flings my likeness after the rest, and true as any on the shadowed wilds, it coaxes me to the vapor and the dusk. I depart as air. I shake my white locks at the runaway sun. I effuse my flesh in eddies and drift it in lacy jags. I bequeath myself to the dirt, to grow from the grass I love. If you want me again, look for me under your boot soles. You will hardly know who I am or what I mean, but I shall be good health to you nevertheless, and filter and fiber your blood. Failing to fetch me at first, keep encouraged. Missing me one place, search another. I stop somewhere waiting for you. When I heard the learned astronomer, when the proofs, the figures were ranged in columns before me, when I was shown the charts and diagrams to add, divide, and measure them, when I, sitting, heard the astronomer where he lectured with much applause in the lecture room, how soon, unaccountable, I became tired and sick. Till rising and gliding out, I wandered off by myself in the mystical, moist night air. And from time to time, looked up in perfect silence at the stars. At the last, tenderly from the walls of the powerful fortressed house, from the clasp of the knitted locks, from the keep of the well-closed doors, let me be wafted. Let me glide noiselessly forth. With the key of softness, unlock the locks. With a whisper, set ope the doors, O soul. Tenderly, be not impatient. Strong is your hold, O mortal flesh. Strong is your hold, O love. Goodbye, my fancy. Farewell, dear mate, dear love. I'm going away. I know not where, or to what fortune, or whether I may ever see you again. So goodbye, my fancy. Now for my last. Let me look back a moment. The slower, fainter ticking of the clock is in me. Exit. Nightfall. And soon the heart thud stopping. Long have we lived, joyed, caressed together. Delightful, now separation. Goodbye, my fancy. Yet let me not be too hasty. Long indeed have we lived, slept, filtered, become really blended into one. Then if we die together. Yes, we'll remain one. If we go anywhere, we'll go together to meet what happens. Maybe we'll be better off and blither and learn something. Maybe it is yourself now really ushering me to the true songs. Who knows? Maybe it is you, the mortal knob, really undoing, turning. So now, finally, goodbye. And hail my fancy.